one, two, three,
four losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's who's or the what's what's.
What up, y'all? It's Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I'm not going to bars because of social distancing, but I am at the crib on the west side shotgunning White Claws. If you do the same, hashtag it, sore loser shotgun. Also, I've been trying a new thing with the audio for our truck drivers. They say it was a little low in their trucks. Let me know if you like what I've been doing. Go ahead and tweet us at sore losers show.
You got it.
Thank you, guys.
Speaking of sore loser shotgun,
How's your voice? You okay?
Yeah, did you see the one guy that he actually shotgunned a White Claw and he was like, yep. My 39-week-old pregnant wife is filming this. So this dude is shotgunning White Claws, and his wife could go into labor at any moment.
I met them there. He's a bus driver.
Really?
I met them before at a show. Yeah, they came up on stage.
Hilarious. I was like, this dude is like, you know what? Even if you go into labor, you're going to be driving us to the hospital because I'm over here shotgunning White Claws. I was very impressed.
Respect to the wife on that one. Having a fiance myself, she's very understanding, but wow, that wife may take the cake. Chick's about to give birth and she's cool with her dude shotgunning and she'll video it for him.
Yeah, legit healthy marriage.
They're going to get to the hospital and she's going to be getting checked in. He's going to be passed out over there on the bench.
Coach, speaking of beer, Eddie, is that a beer you're drinking?
Yeah, Coach.
Come on, Coach.
Nah, it's like a watermelon bubbly.
Bubbly. You never seen what a bubbly is?
Don't know what that is.
You don't know what bubbly? It's like LaCroix. It's like a sparkling drink.
Disgusting.
Hey, I'm drinking it. Good thing you're not drinking it.
That's why I've never seen it because I don't drink that stuff.
On the show, we publicly promote White Claw. Behind the scenes, we're just drinking little bubblies of water.
This is just a seltzer with sprinkled watermelon sprinkles.
So is that better than LaCroix?
That's the same thing.
Same thing?
Different brands.
Cheaper?
Different brands have different flavors. Oh. Nah, I don't think it's anything cheaper or more expensive. Coach, I mean, they're all relatively cheap. Because it's just water with like a little tiny bit of flavor.
Okay.
If you try it, it tastes like a Sprite with no flavor with a hint of watermelon.
Well, I've tried it and I don't like the carbonation taste.
Well, that's what I like about it.
Oh, see, I don't.
Cokes.
Yeah, see, I don't have drink Coke, so the carbonation, it's like, oh, that tastes real weird. I'd rather just.
Never had a vodka soda?
I have.
That's carbonation.
But. I pour a lot of vodka, so I don't really taste the soda.
Interesting.
If you know what I'm saying.
I always put two vodkas to the one soda, boys.
I will take a vodka cranberry with a splash of soda.
If you want to know a good drink, if you're ever just chilling, you know, Ray on the west side on his balcony overlooking the river.
A beer?
As the sun goes down. No, not a beer. I'm talking about like a fruity drink.
Okay. Bahama Mama.
You guys ever had a bourbon?
No, Malibu and pineapple with a splash of cranberry. Oh my gosh,
Coach, it is. That's what all the girls drank in high school.
No, I understand. I'm saying it's a nice, relaxing drink. If you're just enjoying one as you're watching the sunset and you're sitting by the water,
man. I bet you guys didn't have an experience the way I did in high school.
Like I bet we did.
There's no way in high school, seventh period, we'd have a couple of dudes being like, "Hey, we're gonna go to Mexico for a few hours. You guys want anything?"
Wow.
Back?
We didn't have that experience. You're right.
And that's where
none
I
of
learned.
My guys in seventh period were like, "Hey, we're going to go to Mexico," because I didn't live near Mexico.
And then you would go, "I don't know. What is it? Thursday? Well, we're having that party Saturday. Let's just buy Malibu, a bottle of a Bacardi, and then some cheap plastic vodka, dude. That'd be good. Cool, man. Give me $10. $10. They come back with the three bottles. Crazy, dude. That was in high school,
boys. You're telling me they could cross the border, come back all in 10 minutes?
No,
$10.
$10.
Oh.
$10.
No. I got a question. So when you come back across the border, do you have to hide that?
Yeah, if you're a minor, yeah, because they'll card you.
Coach, if you get busted crossing the border with Malibu, you might be the biggest loser ever.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time I crossed back with two guys and one dude I really didn't know very well?
No chicks in the car?
And never he had steroids.
Yeah, you said that.
Wait, what?
Did I ever tell you the story?
No.
You've told it on this show before.
I don't remember it, so please fill me in.
It was one of those things, man. Lunchtime, we're just going to go to the taco place in Mexico. We'll have a couple beers. We'll be back by eighth period. No problem. So we go, have our tacos, get a big old bottle of Corona, drink it down. And the guy that I don't really know, it's me, my buddy Oscar, and then a dude that we really didn't know that well. And he goes, "I'll be right back." Oh, okay. So we're just eating our tacos, drinking our beer. He comes back about 30 minutes later. He's like, "All right, boys, let's go." So we're heading back, and we get to the checkpoint. Officer goes, "Huh, you guys are a little young here. What are you guys doing in Mexico?" "Ah, we're just having some Mike's Tacos, man. You know, just having Mike's Tacos and just a beer."
He's like, "You guys haven't ever heard of, I don't know, Taco Bell in America?"
And he goes, "Huh, okay. It's a little weird for my taste, so why don't you pull over to inspection point number one?" So we're like, "Oh, shoot, okay." But me and my buddy Oscar,
he was your Oscar.
Me and my buddy Oscar were like, "No big deal. We have nothing to hide. We had one beer." Like,
and he tries to run
anything
across the Rio Grande the opposite direction.
So then this dude,
he flees to Mexico.
This dude, he reaches in his pockets and he pulls out little vials, two little vials like you'd see at the doctor's office. And he says, "Here, dude, put
this up your butt."
And then he goes, "Here, man, just hold this for me." He tells Oscar that. And Oscar's like, what is this?
He's so like, what does Oscar has to say? No, right?
No, Oscar's like, "Oh, dude, what do you want me to do?" He's like, "Just put him down your pants. Put him down your hands."
Wait, why doesn't that dude put him down his pants? If you're
He did. When we looked at his side, he had two more and put those down his pants.
How, like, are we talking test tubes?
Like the size of...
Like a beaker.
Like half of a shot glass.
Got it.
Half of a shot glass.
Do you put it between the butt cheeks or...
He just shoved it down his pants.
Because you don't have much time. How far is it from where that guy is to the checkpoint?
30 seconds.
Okay.
It was literally pulled into that slot over there. Yes, he's panicking. So is he
a Mexican dude?
No.
He was white.
Me and Oscar are Mexican. This dude's white.
What color was he? Was he yellow by the time you got to the checkpoint?
He was pretty chill for the most part. So we're sitting there and we're like, oh my goodness. Like, hopefully, and they got the dog running around the car. They're knocking all over the car, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. Got the mirror under the car. They're looking under the seats, glove compartment. And all three of us are just sitting there on the side, like.
So you're sitting on the curb.
It's like
kind of like median thing.
It's kind of like a curb. It's like a table, but we're just sitting on top.
Yeah, I like this.
And we're like, "Oh boy." So then the guy goes, "All right, I guess you guys were just eating tacos. All right, have a good day." And dude, we get in the car, and the guy almost said his name.
It sounded like
Eddie,
Jeremy.
Eddie, hey. It doesn't matter if it was Justin or Jeremy. It's been 25 years. You're 45 years old now. It's a long time ago. They're not going to get in trouble.
The dude goes, "Holy crap, dude. Seriously, man, I almost crapped my pants. That's crazy." And we're like, "What the F were you thinking, dude? Like, what is this crap?" He's like, "Dude, it's just steroids for some of the guys in the football team. No big deal. Like, it's not a big deal. It's just whatever. Thank you for doing that." Oscar's like, "F you, man. F you. I cannot believe you put us to that crap." Never talked to the dude again.
Wow.
Never talked to him again. Were you guys like friends?
I mean, him and Oscar were buddies. Him and I were like acquaintances. We'd see each other and say hi, but...
When I was in college at UTSA, played for the club team, soccer team, so we traveled to play a team in Brownsville. And after the game, we're driving back, and it says checkpoint, you know,
yeah,
next stop or whatever. And this dude in the car, his name was Axel, he was like, "We got to go through one?" And we're like, "Yeah," he was from another country. I forget where he's from, Denmark or somewhere.
Oh, Switzerland.
And he's like, "I got weed. I got weed in my soccer bag.
See, that's the thing. I would rather not know. That's what freaked us out.
Because he's freaking out because the dogs. He's like, "The dogs are going to smell it. The dogs are going to smell it." So he has us all get our dirty socks out, and he puts one sock inside the other, and he stuffs the weed in the dirty socks, hoping that they won't smell it. And so they come up exactly like you say, with the mirrors and the dog going around the outside.
The whole drill.
And this dude, I mean, the game's been over for an hour, but he is sweating like the game has still just happened. Like, he is sitting there because he thinks he's going to get deported because he's, you know, on a visa or whatever for school just here. And he's just like, "Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God." He goes, "I didn't know these checkpoint things were real. I didn't know they were real. I didn't know they were real." And look, the dog didn't smell it. And, I mean, he was just like, "Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I'm never going south again. I'm never going that far south again."
And some of them, they just have the signs to scare you. Because I remember we were going to Padre in college.
The sign that says, "We've seized this much pounds of marijuana this year."
Yeah. And so me and my buddies, we're all coming from Chicago, and we got a car in Texas. So we're driving down to South Padre. And you see those signs, and we're kind of freaking out because we're all 18 years old, and we got about 100 beers in the car. And obviously, they're not looking for beer.
Yeah.
So we were always in the clear, but we never had to do a checkpoint. It's just something. It's like a scare tactic.
No, you did drive through. If you went all the way to Padre, you drove through. It's really quick, right?
They didn't check us.
No. They don't check you unless they see something suspicious.
Right. Okay. If they see you acting weird, something's off.
It's literally you drive through and an officer goes, "Are you all American citizens?" "You? Yes, yes, yes." "All right, you're good. Go ahead." That's the typical day.
Oh, okay.
But dude, so one time, this is crazy too. One time my wife and I, we were driving back from Padre as well. We were living in Austin. This is like 10 years ago. And I was running out of gas, but my buddy behind me, he had a tank of gas. And I was like, dude, we'll wait for you at the checkpoint. So we asked the officer, can we just chill here when my buddy brings some gas? He's like, yeah, hang out right here. So we watched just people go by and go by and go until my buddy can come. He was probably like 45 minutes behind us.
Oh, my gosh.
And dude, this car rolls up with just one girl just chilling in the car. And then you can see him talk. You see the guy talking to the girl, and he points to the little slot again, takes the chick to the slot, and tells the girl, go over there, sit next to these two people, next to us. So she sits next to us, and she's all chill, and she's like, these guys think they're going to find something. So stupid. And she's like, tough girl.
Oh, like hardcore. Nothing. So she's not like a girl in her bikini coming from Padre.
No, nothing's going to break this girl. Then here come the Border Patrol agents. He comes up, and he goes, all right, man, I'm going to give you one chance right now to tell us the truth.
Oh, no.
I mean,
so did you see them find anything, or are they just testing her? Are they?
I don't know. Like, I didn't see what they saw.
I'm not a good criminal, because right when they say that, I'd be like, and I would spill the beans.
And well, me and my wife were like, check this out. This is great. This is good stuff.
We have
front row to live PD right now, you know, like front row.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I ain't got nothing. Okay, man, I'm going to tell you this right now. Like, just one more shot. Yeah, because we know the truth. So you give us one shot right now and let us know if there are any drugs in your car. Man, you could check anything you want. I ain't got nothing. All right, because I'm telling you, the dog right now is going crazy over your car. And if we find something, you're going straight to jail.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
100% going to go straight to jail. She's like, well, what do you mean the dog's going crazy? The dog is searching around the trunk of your car right now, going crazy, and we're about to tear your car apart.
Oh, my gosh.
Dog accidentally goes over to Eddie's car.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like, that's not my car, officer.
Coach, just like the first 48, this chick starts breaking down. Okay. I'm sorry. Look, it's not a lot. It's just a little bit, and it's in my suitcase. And we're just parting spring break, okay? It was no big deal. It's really nothing. It's like, you can go in there and break it all apart and just find whatever you find. I promise you, it's less than, like, whatever she said. She named some number.
Oh,
probably
my gosh.
A kilo.
Dude, she starts bawling, and the guy's like, that's what I thought. Come with us, open your bag, and show us the weed. And so she goes, and they show the weed or whatever, and they like say, you know what? You're being honest. Go ahead. Take off.
Nice.
Because it was a small amount.
Wow.
Yeah, but she was tough cookie until they told her, like, we're about to tear your car apart.
And then the cookie crumbled.
First 48 style.
That is so great. Yeah.
Good stuff,
man. Oh, man. Now, you want to talk about good stuff. It's time to play the game America loves. Would you rather?
There. He didn't have a clip ready.
This is our new Would You Rather clip.
Because that's the open.
Oh.
Now people are going to think they started over.
We
are the sore losers.
Would you rather run a funeral home?
Okay.
Or be a roofer?
I'm going to go with... So I'm going to say roofer. Cousin has now been in the roofing business in Nashville, and he said he's killing it. We're talking thousands upon thousands of dollars. So I'll do roofer. I don't know, funeral home, if you are lucrative, does that mean you have to see so many certain dead bodies a day? You can't really brag to your friends. Hey, I'm doing great in the funeral business industry. It's really not a bragging type of job. I'll pass on that. A roofer.
Because no one says that you're owning the funeral home, nor all the roofs that you are building.
Well, I don't know. I mean, honestly.
You're just working on it.
I've never heard a roofer go, man, I threw 1,000 shingles up there today.
He tells all his friends.
I've never seen him at the bar bragging like, dude, you should have seen me slinging those shingles today. Like, I put 1,000 staples in one roof. Yeah, that's what Coach. I'm talking about. Yeah.
You're not owning the roof, okay? You're just working on it.
Yeah, but there's a way to make massive money in the roofing industry. I'm talking sky diamonds, so I'm doing a roofer, baby. You can go work at a funeral home.
I'm going to go roofer just because the funeral people are weird. Anyone that wants to wake up 9 to 5, say your job's 9 to 5, which is probably more than that because I'm sure you have to put that embalming fluid in the dead people's. I picture them doing it in the middle of the night. I don't picture them doing that at noon. And so, dude, that life is weird. Like, hanging out, going to work with dead people all over you, like, it's not for me.
Being a roofer would be so freaking hard because I'm seeing roofers in my neighborhood right now because the tornado came through, so everybody's getting a new roof. And they are up there, and it looks miserable. It's hot.
Yeah.
The roofs are steep. Some of them got ropes tied around them just in case they fall. They use these little cushions to put under their knees, and they are up there from...
You could use those.
They are up there from sunrise. They're up there from sunrise to sunset. I mean, I'm talking, they are there all freaking day. And it looks so miserable. There's never a day off. They're there Sunday, Saturday. It doesn't matter.
I'm sure they have a day off.
Yeah, Coach, everybody has a day off.
No, I really don't think they do.
This isn't Mexico.
Such hard work. But on the contrary, I'm not going to be around dead people. I'm not going to go to work every day and have to be around the dead and the grieving families. That would be that might be easier work, but it's more depressing work. I would rather be a roofer every day of the week. I'm taking roofer.
Look, Coach, people talk about, this house over here is haunted. I stayed at this hotel one night. It was haunted. How come none of the funeral people are like, yeah, man, it's definitely, there's ghosts.
No, because they like that stuff. They're okay with it. They live amongst the ghosts.
No funeral person says, yeah, man, the dead person, I saw him, he hung out with me, had beers with me last night.
So you're saying of anybody, they should be the ones
that
see that.
They should be the ones that, yeah, dude, I see dead people all the time. And their ghosts come up, they chill, they're very nice.
Because the ghosts don't want to haunt the funeral home. Oh. The ghosts haunt wherever they died or someone that killed them. Funeral people are nice to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like that one ghost came in studio and moved that water bottle one time.
That's a good point.
Coach, don't they have to stuff the body, though? That's not being nice.
Listen, I don't know.
If you really want to learn about that, watch Coach? 6 Feet Under. On Netflix.
What is that about a funeral guy?
Is that good?
My chick fiance loves it. It was a while ago. I think it came out years ago, but there's not just one season. It just goes and goes. And it's phenomenal. It's the dude from Dexter.
But it's
John C. Reilly.
John C. Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Michael C. Hall. Because I just watched a show with him called Safe on Netflix, and he's pretty good.
You know what I saw the other night? It's pretty good. 1917.
Yeah, you almost got the numbers.
It's that movie, right? Where the guy says, there's going to be a lot of casualties and your brother is in that group if you don't go save them or something.
Have you watched this?
No, I've seen the preview.
Dude, yeah, you nailed it. So it's World War I, it's the British Army, and they're about to attack the Germans, but the Germans are setting them up. And this general, back then, there were no telephone lines, so they couldn't really communicate to the army ahead.
Oh, naturally, Coach.
So they didn't have the cans on a string where they talked into one end?
They did, but the enemy cut them, so they had no way to communicate.
Oh.
So they were like, you two, these two corporals, little like low-ranked officers, you have 24 hours to reach this group and tell them to not attack because it's a setup. And and by the way, one of your brothers is in that group. He's going to die if you don't get there in 24 hours. It's crazy. It's a good movie, dude.
Okay.
It's a movie, not a show.
No, it's a movie. It's a film.
Here's my thing.
What?
Is it based on a true story?
I don't know.
Because it seems so outlandish that these two guys are going to get all the way through the Germans and all this to save this group.
Yeah. At the very end,
these awards, so I feel like it should be pretty good.
I didn't do a lot of research on it other than at the very end, it did say the director's grandfather, or great-grandfather, this is dedicated to you who told us all of these stories.
Okay.
So maybe it was just a different stories that he heard, and then...
Yeah, some liberties were taken with that. When you're telling me Grandpappy had this vivid details and everything for to write out an entire movie script.
Well, Coach, what do you think the conversation would be like between him and his great-grandpappy?
Hey, sonny. I was a young boy. It was 1917, sonny.
Oh, write that down, 1917. What else happened, Grandpappy?
I was banging your grandmother.
Okay, Grandpappy.
All right.
Back then, we didn't have Jimmies.
Guys,
we would just wrap a leaf around our little one.
They didn't have. Did you see that there is a condom shortage right now?
Really?
Because of Corona?
The people who usually make them aren't at work?
I don't know if that's it or if just people are using them too much.
No, people are using them for their gloves, probably.
Oh, for their fingers?
I mean, dude, yeah. I heard they're running out of gloves at hospitals. You look over and Dr. Dreamy, he's wearing a condom as a glove.
He's got five condoms on his hand.
No, and then a six on the other one. You never can be too safe.
You can just get one big one.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking wrapping each one around each finger. I guess you could just stick your whole hand in it.
Maybe we should donate those. Everybody else is donating stuff to hospitals.
You show up with a box of Magnums. Hey, here you go, guys. I just wanted to do my part in this.
Dr. Vanderbilt, heard you guys needed some rubbers. I got you covered. Sorry, they're Magnums.
It might be a little slippery.
One of those is on lambskin. My bad, Doc. Maybe throw that one out.
You're going to like these. These are flavored strawberries.
These are a little ribbed. Sorry about that.
They got like ribbed and spikes on them. You're like, well, they're like,
sorry, Doc. It was a crazy month. Birthday month. You know that.
That's oh my gosh. Are you guys ready? Let's get this tournament back underway. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. What are we doing? Gosh.
Oh, hey. The oh my sword goodness. Losers. Coin Flip Madness.
Dude, after 8 games, there's one person undefeated. Has not missed the game.
Oh, well, that's about to happen.
It's about to change, and we're starting it off. Ray, do you have your coin ready?
Yeah, I got her.
Because we got Dayton, the number one seed, taking on Cinderella, North Carolina, who finished like 11-25. Hold on. They were awful all season. Obi Toppin taking Dayton, where they've never been before. Cole Anthony, he's been injured, and he's the catalyst for North Carolina. Can they pull off an upset? Here we go. Take it away, Ray.
All right, yo. All right, guys, we got Dayton and we got North Carolina. That's where Michael Jordan went, baby. Carolina ain't been good since Jordan. I'm going to do the coin flip. Heads is Dayton, tails is Carolina.
What do you guys got? What do you guys got?
I have got, who the heck do I got? Oh, North Carolina?
Yeah, so do I.
Oh my gosh. Dayton.
Let's go, Flyers!
Coach, it's going to hit the table, probably go to the floor. Here we go. Heads. No, we're tails. We're Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina. Heads is Dayton.
All right, here we go. The tail is flipped.
Oh, it's on the board.
Heads!
It's Dayton!
No, Dayton!
It's Dayton!
It's Dayton, dude! It's Dayton! Woo! It got stuck on the board!
Oh, my gosh! No, Dean Keith is devastated.
I have to call it a Dayton win. It's stuck on the board!
Wow! The Flyers move on!
Dayton, man, this was their year. Even the coin is on their side.
Wow. North Carolina's disappointing season ends just the way it started, with a loss. Let's get out of here. Yeah,
all those Carolina games were coin flips anyways. You never even knew what was going to happen.
No teeth, Keith. There's nothing finer than being a North Carolina.
Hey, the team that gives me the feels is the Tar Heels.
I had North Carolina going to the Elite Eight.
Oh, no.
I only had him win in one, so I don't even care.
God.
Oh, no. Do you want to flip the next one to boost your spirits?
Sure.
I mean, you know what's next, right?
Hey, what was that, heads?
Yeah, that was heads.
What do we have, St. Mary's, Florida?
Hey, heads is baby! We've had 3 out of 4 heads, the last 4.
All right, here we go, baby. We ready?
Whoa! Oh, and Eddie, I owe you an apology because it was 50-50. I put up a vote this weekend on whether I should have let you flip without a coin, and everybody was like, it was 50-50. I thought it was going to be a runaway saying, no, Eddie was unprepared, but...
Imagine that. A poll about the coin flip madness was 50-50, a coin flip.
That's a great call.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 10th game of the Sore Losers Coin Flip Madness! We have the top seed, St. Mary's, and I have no idea what their mascot are. Okay, St. Mary Jails.
Gales.
Ah! St. Mary's Gales versus the Florida Gators! And I have Florida. So I'm looking for tails. Everybody else going St. Mary's? They're looking for heads. Here we go.
I got St. Mary's, baby.
Are we ready?
Tail me.
It's a big game, guys. It's going back and forth.
Oh,
the coin is up.
Over.
It's heads!
Who wins?
St. Mary's wins!
Wow!
Today, boys.
I'm 2-0, baby!
I'm 0-2. I mean, I had to, for everyone else, I had to be excited, but I'm not happy about it.
All right. The ball is. Oh, boy. This one is one for the ages.
Butler-Yale?
Yeah, Butler-Yale. I mean, oh my gosh. I think it's the Battle of the Bulldogs.
We got 3 heads in a row, boys.
What is Yale's mascot?
The Bulldogs.
I believe it is. I want to make sure.
It's the Yale Bulch.
The Yale Smarty Pants.
It's the Yale, the starters of canceling March Madness. They canceled their tournament, and then everybody else canceled.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, it was the Ivy League.
Yeah, it's the Yale Bulldogs. I mean, this is a battle of Bulldogs.
Whoa.
I mean, the committee, they are so smart. They do this on purpose just to give us these cool storylines. You got the Butler Bulldogs taking on the Yale Bulldogs. Oh, my gosh. Who's going to win?
Aren't you the committee?
Yeah, I am. Okay. But I didn't mean to do that. I'm just saying. Okay. Like, in the real committee, they do that, too. It's like, oh, ex-coach takes on. So, we got Butler, the higher seed. Yale, the automatic bid out of the Ivy League after winning the regular season. They were automatically in because they canceled their conference tournament. So, here we go. Butler heads, Yale tails.
I need a tail.
Oh, baby.
I have the Bulldogs. I have Butler.
Oh, I got Yale. I went with the smart guys.
Woo! All right, you're looking for tails, I'm looking for heads.
Yeah, here we go.
Coach, what do you have?
Tail me.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. YA, here we go.
Three heads in a row.
Three heads in a row?
Yeah.
Not anymore, Ray. You want a tails?
Give me tails.
Let's go, Yale!
Heads.
Tails! Tails!
Yeah!
Tails! Yale wins! Yale wins! Take that, Gordon Hayward! Woo!
Eddie, have you lost everyone today?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Hey, don't take this guy to Vegas. Hey,
to make matters worse, too, if lunch has Corona, I have it, because this dude just yelled right in my face.
Sorry, dude. Sorry.
That's how it spread, droplets.
Woo! Yale!
Yeah, that's how it spreads, by yelling Yale in front of people's faces. Get away from me.
No, I was yelling at the camera.
Oh. Well, I was holding the camera.
I apologize. Ray, it is your turn. We're going to game number four. And we're going to do more than four games today. People said we need to pick it up a little bit. So we're going to go six games today. We're going six. We're all going to flip twice today. Let's go, Ray.
Hey, Oregon. Eddie, you don't even got to film this, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Filming everyone?
Yes.
Hey, Oregon Winthrop. What? Who's better?
Well, who's on top?
Oregon.
There you go. Have you ever read a bracket, sir?
Sometimes it flips, doesn't it?
No.
Oh. All right.
Well, yes, add to the first round.
Thank you. Oregon, Winthrop, and Oregon is heads. Winthrop is tail.
Wow, who do you guys got? Let's go, Winthrop.
I got Winthrop. I got a tail. I need two tails in a row.
Let's
Here we go,
Winthrop.
And I'm going to make sure it hits the table and goes on the floor and not on the board. That was the dumbest thing ever. And the coin is flipped.
Oh!
Thing about Winthrop, I got nothing to say.
Oh, hey, my gosh.
You know what? Winthrop, they win. They got it in their name. Winthrop.
Yep.
That's why you should have picked them.
That's why I picked them.
Hey, win the coin throps. I don't know.
Oh, it's like you have a lisp?
Hey, yeah. Guys.
Hey, flip the coin.
Let's not try and get cute here. Let's just do the bracket.
Let's just do the Winthrop wins. Let's go. Oh, we should have let Ray do the next one. Oh, man.
Oh, let him do it. Let him do it. I hand it to him.
Texas.
Yes, you got to do it.
No, it's Penn State, Texas
yes,
State.
Yes, and I will for sure be doing Sam Houston State.
Hey, tell me that. Okay, so we had two. So we have two tails in a row. Today's been two heads, two tails.
Perfect.
It's gone 50-50.
Dang.
That's crazy.
All right, we're doing T State.
Oh, my gosh, Ray. Go ahead. This is your alma mater. They're the underdog against Penn State.
Oh, the coin.
Dude, I kind of like the coin going from the table to the carpet.
That last one, it hung on the edge and then just fell off. It was like, wow.
And here's the thing. Eddie's a great video guy. I don't know if he was able to adequately capture it.
It was a cliffhanger, literally.
It was absolutely beautiful how I threw it. Guys, here's the next one. Let me do a little bit of an intro without blowing my voice. Texas State. What the? And Penn State?
Yep.
All right, so Texas State, San Marcos, Texas, the River of Guadalupe, and is it Guadalupe?
Yeah.
Comal?
Yeah.
And Comal runs through campus. You got the chicks in their bikinis. That's the first thing I ever saw in Texas, and I said, I'm going to be a Bobcat. Here we go, baby.
Coin what about Penn State? Home of Joe Paterno.
Okay, coach. Yeah, Joe Paul. Okay, guys, Texas State is tails, Penn State is heads.
Come on, baby.
Gonna flip the coin.
Who
here we
have?
Go.
Who do you have?
Who do you think I have? I have Texas State.
Eddie, who do you have?
Texas State.
All right, hey, so I need a third tail in a row.
The Nittany Lions, baby.
I need three tails in a row, boys. Here we go. The trend is tails, Texas State tails, Penn State heads. The coin is flipped.
Come on, tails.
Heads.
It's on the carpet. Tails. Yeah! It's tails. It's tails. Yeah! Texas State. Texas State.
Oh,
San Marcos, Texas. Oh, it's beautiful year-round there. They call it San Marvelous. We'll be back. America will be back. San Marcos will be what we thought it was going to be, the best campus in America, and they move on. They are who we thought they were.
Wow.
Shout out to my alma mater, Texas State. Hey, thanks for that degree. I probably didn't deserve it. I got a F in math, and the professor moved it up to a D.
There goes my perfect bracket for today.
Hey, I don't think anyone saw that coming.
No. Wow, this next game is huge. I mean, we are talking national title implications.
I've got three in a row, and I don't know if anybody's keeping track, but that's three tails in a row.
That is Creighton versus Hofstra. The Blue Jays versus Hofstra. I don't even know where Hofstra is.
I think it's in Germany. Hofstra.
Hofstra. Yeah. Okay. McDermott, the coach of Creighton. What a great season.
What's
Hofstra.
His first name?
Doug. No, his name is Greg. His son is Doug.
Okay.
Sorry. So... heads, Creighton. Tails, Hofstra. I believe Eddie has Hofstra in the net.
No, I have Creighton.
I thought you had Hofstra.
Steve does. Scuba Steve does.
Steve, our executive producer, has Hofstra winning it all. This is bracket buster material here, folks.
Give me a fourth tail in a row, baby. I'm with Hofstra. I'm riding.
I am riding Creighton.
You're a heads flipping fool. Come on.
Hey. You know why I went Blue Jays? No Teeth Keith used to coach the Blue Jays.
Well, excuse me?
What? Coach? I didn't know what that kind of team it was.
Keith.
And one of the kids' mom would say, "Looking good, Blue Jays, looking good." That was the chant. That's why we went Blue Jays.
All right.
Heads, Creighton. Tails, Hofstra. Yeah,
come on,
can we end Scuba Steve right here, folks? Here we go. Heads!
Hasn't been a coin yet that's done four in a row, and the trend continues.
Wow.
You just want to keep going.
Oh.
You guys just want to do them all today?
No, I don't want to do them all. I got to rest my voice.
I'm 3-3 today.
I only missed one. 5-1.
I think I'm 3-3.
Wow.
Yeah, 3-3. I lost the first three, got the second three.
Hey, can you grab Scuba Steve? We need a comment.
Yeah,
comment.
Hey, coach, put him on the mic.
Scuba Steve, they want a comment from you. Hofstra got beat. That was your champion.
Oh, no.
He said, oh, no, and he's laughing. He also understands that it was just $10 that he put on it.
That's why everyone can laugh.
He seems to be in a fine mood, guys. He lost his champion, and he's still laughing, so I don't know if it really affected him.
I thought he'd be depressed. I was expecting really a little more sadness.
Coach, it was $10. He's laughing, okay?
Doesn't make any sense.
That's weird. Wow. Hey, tweet us. Let us know if your national champ's out. I mean, wow. Sad. Hey, what did you guys do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Coach, I went golfing. Saturday morning, early.
By yourself?
No, me and my boy. Me and my 12-year-old. Coach. Early, 6:30 in the morning, tea time. It was amazing.
Wait. You made a tea time?
No, I got there at 6:30. We teed off at 6:30.
Your 12-year-old got out of bed that early?
I drug him out of bed. I told him Friday night, I was like, hey, you're coming golfing with me early in the morning. He's like, what time? Like, probably 5. I'll wake you up at 5:30, 5:45. We'll see what time I get up. Drag him out of bed. Coach, we got a little granola bar, got an apple. I said, let's go.
Was he in a good mood?
He loved it, Coach. He absolutely loved it. He's like, hey, I can do this more often. This is fun.
Was he swinging?
I let him play a couple holes, but by around 8:30, people started getting there, and we had a group behind us. So I was like, I can't really.
Did you make him carry the bag?
For a couple holes. Coach, the bag's bigger than him.
I know. That's why I thought it was so mean you made him carry it.
Coach, he had fun not even swinging the stick?
Yeah, that's weird.
He had a blast. I gave him the phone. He was doing all the yardage for me, and he has given me a little bit of advice.
Hey, what was he doing, crushing the empties too?
No, Coach. It was 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, Coach.
They were drinking hot chocolate, Coach.
Coach, we're just walking. Coach, my feet, though, the next day were, I was so tired.
Your feet were exhausted?
My feet were tired, man. Like, they hurt.
Were they barking?
They were barking.
Hey, isn't that what they say?
Is that what they say?
Yeah. When you're leaving the golf course, you throw a nickel at him or anything, or you just played it for free?
No, Coach. He's my son. He's not my caddy.
No. The clubhouse, something. Leave him a note. Thanks, Coach, guys. Appreciate it.
There's nothing there, Coach. There's a sign that says, gentlemen, enjoy your round. Just be respectful.
It really
the
says that.
Yes.
That is awesome.
It says, be respectful of the course. They took all the flag sticks out and they put wooden sticks in there, and they just recommend, like, just don't touch anything.
Don't touch anything. No, what about us chili dipping and chopping up the course?
Nope, coach, everyone was being respectful.
That's awesome.
However,
it's almost like the golf course goes better.
There's a
better.
However, there's a but. There's always a but.
So when we made the turn, here's the thing. When people get there, there are no rules. So some people are teeing off of 9, of 10. Some people are teeing off at 1, right? We started like the way you should. We started at 1, hoping to get to the turn and go straight to 10, right? We get there. There's a group of 6 yahoos just teeing off.
Bachelor party.
6 dudes.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you can't do that on a regular day of golf. 6 people walk in. Yeah. Finally, after a couple of holes, they're like, I'm sorry, guys. We didn't see you all. Go ahead. Go through.
But did it was they like, touch you?
No. No, we didn't know it.
So you just came in contact with 6 people?
No touching.
Were they 6 feet apart from each other?
No.
No, they're all touching each other, dude.
Some dudes were just like, had their arms around the other dudes. Like, what are you guys thinking? No, really, we're in a world where, like, there are a lot of people not following these rules.
Yeah. Coach, well, they're following it on Broadway. I took a stroll down there. Ghost town. If you want to see Broadway look real weird, go on a Saturday or Sunday when usually there's thousands of people on the streets. There is nobody. And I'm talking every bar is closed. Even some of them that I think they could get away with doing food delivery, they're still closed. So for whatever reason, they don't like money, or maybe they just feel it's safer to just close down shop. Man, there isn't one, not even a boot barn is open on Broadway. It is depressing. But they're following the rules, props.
We went and got Chick-fil-A on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And you know how they have those people with the iPads taking the order?
Yeah.
Well, the guy like got right by the car, and I'm like, what are you, back up? Like, what are you doing? It's like, you just got like, I can hear you from 6 feet away. You don't have to walk right up to the car.
I mean, he should be like, welcome to Chick-fil-A. What can I get for you?
Yeah.
And then you yell back.
But you know how they have the people out there at Chick-fil-A, it's very progressive, and they take your order? Maybe they should go to the automated system.
Or no one's touching anyone?
Does that person standing there, does it really save that much time?
It actually does. Coach, have you seen a line at Chick-fil-A?
It flies like really fast.
Freaking drill sergeant.
I don't know how they do it. Dude.
And if you're the guy that gets stuck in the drive-thru,
that
sucks because you're out there in the heat, the cold. I mean, miserable.
They swap them in and out, though, dude. I mean, they're rotating them like a pitching change in baseball. I mean, they're left and right, dude.
The first thing is he's too close to my car when I order, right? So I'm like, you mind stepping away a little bit? Just be safe. Okay. He backs up and does the order. And then he's like, all right, totals, whatever. And I go, you want me to just pay up there? He's like, no, I'll take your credit card here. I'm like, you want me to stick it in somewhere? He's like, no, I'll take it. I'm like, no, I don't want you touching my credit card. Like, they don't get any of it.
So did he touch your credit card?
No, I was like, just tell me where to swipe it, and I'll swipe it.
Yeah, because he's touching every credit card that comes through there.
Ugh. It's just
weird.
Does
he have gloves on?
No gloves, nothing. And then I pick up the food, and the person giving me the food didn't have any gloves.
Oh, that, see?
And so he's got it by the hand, by the top of the bag, you know? So I'm like grabbing the side of the bag, hoping no one touched the side.
Then you immediately cut the top off, right?
No, I just, what I did when I got home, I just got a plate and I poured everything on the plate and threw the bag in the garbage and then washed my hands.
Man.
I mean, coach, just no one's being safe. I mean, I'm not sure a lot of people are, but I mean, really, it was one place and I was just like, how are they keeping this safe?
I was at the grocery store last week. And I get up to the cash register, and the guy's like, oh, how's it going today? I was like, oh, man, I guess it's going to go. You're feeling okay, aren't you?
Did you get the joke?
No.
You didn't do the joke that I've been doing?
I didn't do the joke because I was just like, oh, you know, I was just tired. And I was just like, oh, and he was like, he got freaked out real quick. He goes, you're feeling okay, right? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, okay, good. And then he got in a better mood again. I didn't want to scare him. But tell him your joke.
No, you just say like, oh, man, I don't feel good.
And then you don't feel good?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, what's wrong? And then you go, oh, my leg hurts.
Yeah. Ray, what'd you do all weekend?
I was quarantined away. What do? I played hours and hours of PlayStation 4. We have this new game. It's called Everybody's Golf. It was made in China. And for whatever reason...
Coach, careful with that.
No, it's fine. But whatever reason, it's funner than the games that they make here in America. And me and my girlfriend, fiance, have been having a blast playing it. I mean, I might have played 50 holes on Saturday. We did that.
Wow.
Did you walk like me?
No, it's sitting on the couch, coach.
Oh.
But yeah.
who was working the distance for you? Who was working the yardage?
You got a little caddy. I think her name's Wuhan or something.
Wuhan. Coach, did your neighbor come over?
Yeah. No, neighbor hasn't come over. But she was storing her groceries in our fridge, but I guess she got them all out.
Did you watch the simulation on Twitch or whatever.
I did.
Who played?
Friday night was pretty baller. It was the Ravens and Patty Mahomes. They put up 60 points. It was phenomenal to watch. Cowboys played on Friday. They won at the very end by 3.
Who did they play?
They're playing the Eagles.
Dude, you have a serious problem if you are watching simulated
hey,
sports.
Let him.
Dude, it's actually very, very fascinating. The reason it's better than actual NFL... There's no pass interference. There's no pass interference penalties. There's no commercials. The game's over in an hour. There's no in the NFL.
You want to know why it's not better than the NFL? Because it's fake.
It's fine. Perfect. The game flows better.
Then why don't you just watch? Get online and just watch. You know, anime or something. I mean, it's real. It's over in an hour. I mean, that's terrible.
Coach, you put $50 on it. It makes it worthwhile. It's actually very enjoyable, and you're not going to get some fluke ref call or a coach making a bonehead call. The only thing is, though, on the old Madden 4, what they end up doing is if there's 10 seconds left, they don't. For whatever reason, they don't know how to spike the ball. So 10 seconds will just run off. If your team's behind, they don't know how to spike the ball. It's very weird.
Are you yelling at the TV when they won't spike it?
The what?
The TV.
Oh. Dude, for the most part, my teams were playing awesome. Saturday also, the Niners were behind the entire game against the Cardinals. They came back at the very end and won it in overtime.
But that was expected, right?
It was going crazy. They were a huge favorite.
How are they a favorite?
The Niners, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's a fake game.
It's a video game.
But there's certain capabilities and abilities of the players that are built into them. So even though it's simulated, that is also factored in.
Like my kids, like we got RBI Baseball for the PlayStation, and they play it, and it's a terrible game. But for the kids, it's easy. It's really two buttons, and it's good. But literally, one of my kids plays the White Sox all the time, and he beats the Yankees all the time. He beats the Red Sox. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It doesn't matter what their teams are, Coach. It doesn't matter if the freaking Dodgers are really good in real life. Coach, in the video game, they're as equal as the Red Sox.
NFL, I mean, they're quicker. You got quarterback Patty Mahomes, lightning fast. Way fast. Brady was slow as molasses. So I think, sure, 1 out of 10, I bet the Cardinals can beat the Niners. Most part, Niners are going to be your winner.
Wow.
Huh.
Wow. So it's like Tecmo Bowl when you had the Raiders. You had Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen. They were unstoppable.
The Niners were unstoppable.
Oh, the Niners, too, with Jerry Rice and Joe Montana.
But so were the Bills with Jim Kelly and Thurman Thomas. Unreal. Unreal.
Dude, those were the days.
Those were the days, dude. All right, we got to get out of here.
Oh, and I started watching Ozark.
Oh, did you watch season one?
I'm still rolling through it.
It's so good.
The premise, phenomenal. And I know it's going to build to something even better. Yeah. And right now I'm enjoying it. And it's not even at that pinnacle yet. I'm not even at the apex, so I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I think that show has your name written all over it. It's like it's got money scams and like
drugs and everything.
Yeah, that you love.
I watched season one way back when, and then I never got to season two for some reason. So we started season two this weekend.
Coach, he buys a strip bar. You would love that.
Whoa, don't tell him everything.
No, I already saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah, it starts right away.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Huh. Yeah.
I thought that was later.
I mean, dude, I'm every episode.
I mean, that first episode when that dude shows up to him and his business partner. Hey, oh my God.
The building, off the building.
Oh boy. Yeah. Off the building.
Ooh. You saw that one?
Yeah. That's all at the beginning.
Okay.
That's crazy. Ozark. Great recommendation. All right. We got to get out of here.
Coach, what'd you do this weekend?
Yard work.
Nice.
I mean, yard work all day. I mean, I have these two bushes in my yard. They're big old.
Coach. There's kids listening.
And they were dead. One got kind of blown out by the tornado. Another one has been poisoned, so I haven't had green leaves on it in a year and a half, 2 years. And the first one came out so easily, I was like, oh, I'll just dig this one right out. Psh, 6 hours later, oh, my God. I got a saw down there cutting roots.
You were digging for 6 hours?
Oh, cutting roots and trying to get through the... Yes.
6 hours, Coach.
Coach.
Yes.
Really?
Yep. I mean, ripped the skin off my hand.
Oh, wow. He has a blister.
I'm telling you, it was... The first one took me... 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, it's going to be so easy. This one had roots everywhere. And I just had to keep digging, getting the saw, cutting off, find another root, cut some more.
You know what's crazy is how quickly leaves grow on a tree. On Friday, I was on the trampoline with the kids looking up at this big tree in my backyard. Bare, not one leaf. On Saturday, it had leaves all over it.
It's fascinating.
And I was like, what on earth?
Yeah, you got to watch these in Nashville. There's these purple ones that are in bloom right now.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Cherry trees.
Cherry blossoms.
So Jim and Nick's is closed right now, but I'm pretty sure they still have their gardener on the old payroll because those purple bushes around Jim and Nick's are gorgeous.
Yeah, they're beautiful right now.
Yes.
Yeah, my wife wants one for our yard, but I'm like, they're too messy.
Oh, Coach, I can go dig you one from Jim and Nick's.
And once the leaves, the flowers fall or whatever, they just die.
No, I understand, but then they're all over your yard, and it's kind of annoying, and they only bloom for like three weeks, and then they're done for the rest of the year.
Yeah, correct.
And so, also, I mean, that's probably not a necessity right now. People are getting their toilet paper, things they need to live off of, and he's getting a purple plant.
Right.
Sorry, I've always just loved the flowers. Thank you, Walmart. I appreciate it.
It's been a dream of mine.
Oh, and I trimmed the rose bushes. I trimmed them way down. Like, I had to go online to figure out how to trim rose bushes. You have to. And they said, get them to about a foot off the ground. So that's what I did. I mean, mine were 4 or 5 feet tall.
Yes. And if you have any kind of like monkey grass or whatever that's growing in the front yard, the one that looks like long grass.
I have that.
Yeah, you got to trim those. Trim them.
Dude, have you guys ever considered working in the Walmart gardening section?
Wait, you really trim the monkey grass?
Yeah, you see how they die at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah, trim the dead and then the new ones will come out. Coach, I'd love to work in a greenhouse.
I used to have a lawn service.
Yeah, but Coach, the stuff you guys are talking about isn't just mowing a yard. This is advanced.
I mean, Forrest and I, when we were kids, Box Island Lawn Service, we'd mow your lawn for $10.
Wow.
He'd mow the front, I'd mow the back, we'd be done in 10 minutes. Let's go. Weed eating was $10. And what? Oh, man, we dominated the neighborhood. And then my buddy Justin tried to start a rival business. Okay, he couldn't compete.
Okay.
He couldn't compete.
All right.
All right, we got to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, more madness tomorrow.
Nice.
I'd say it was a good day for me.
It was.
5-1.
Yeah, you need to play some online blackjack or something.
Nope.
Coach, play these games that Ray's playing.
No. Okay. I am not that crazy.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone.
Happy Monday.
Goodbye. Ah.